Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
On the Zelensky meeting, why is it that President Biden and Vice President Harris are holding these meetings separately? Is it the suggestion that one would say something different than the other and that there might be some dueling diplomacy there?
There's no dueling diplomacy. It's not unusual. The Vice President has met with President Zelensky separately many times. Nothing new here.
Okay.
I wouldn't read too much into it.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Thank you, Sir Tom Jones. Got the side question today, that sidekick. We got Dom's Money Melody. We got Eric Trump coming up at 2:30. And Mayor Adams today, I think I just saw on Twitter, he pre-recorded after he made these comments about immigration a while ago. He pre-recorded something immediately after that, essentially saying, if they come after me, it's because of what I did today. So
it's not unusual.
He has a sense that that's all in play. All right. But the big issue, continuing issue, and I see signs that listeners are on board. Whatley was on the day, Michael Whatley, making the point that this will be the biggest force on election integrity that we've ever seen.
Hey, so while you were doing the show today, Cartwright, the postmasterial, or went right into Postmasterial General DeJoy. DeJoy was asked about mail-in ballotings and trusting mail-in ballotings. This is what he had to say.
On that point, last question. Are American citizens going to be able to trust mail-in ballots?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know why you wouldn't. We've delivered in the heightened part of a pandemic in the most sensationalized political time of elections, and we still got with a lot of noise, for lack of a better way, at the particular time, and we delivered a 99% I mentioned earlier.
All right, it's Democrats though that are coming after him, I believe, not Republicans in this. They're concerned because they still think they're going to overwhelm with mail-in ballots. Not so in Pennsylvania. All right, joining us is Linda Kearns. We call her the defensive coordinator, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the RNC here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome back. And on both somebody had to do it. I'm so glad that you guys are. And a personal note, this guy out of Montgomery County, the lead commissioner, not following the law because he was going to be the first with his mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania, a clear law about testing and accuracy. And you guys were right on it to file suit on that. What's happening with that?
Yep, that suit is still pending. I was actually just working on it when I had to call into your show. So, yes, I think that's important for people to know. We're on it. There was a lawsuit filed this week in Philadelphia, again, about the dating of the mail ballots, again, challenging that. I was in court yesterday on that. So we are on it. And I want your listeners to know that, Dom. That's so important for them to know.
What's your sense, too? Is it just giddiness that he wanted to be the first? We know Philadelphia, Linda, but my point is this. I have real concerns about Montgomery County due to the directors out there. And this guy's been to the White House to coach him up on all the stuff he's doing. I have real difficulties that in a giddy move, anything might happen here. And this is an example. Everybody knows. You may not like it, but you have to test the ballots to make sure they're correct. So as I understand it, the lawsuit says, well, any ballots that have already gone out, we're going to do one thing with them, and future ones, something else. What are you asking for?
Right. So the lawsuit just asked, first of all, that they make sure that they test all the ballots and that any ballots that went out that were not properly tested, that we just segregate them so that when they come back, they're not mixed in with ballots that were tested. So if there's a problem with them, they can just be hand counted. We just want to make sure any voters who voted without knowing this, that their ballots are protected. So that's what it's all about, is protecting the voters. And I don't can't explain why he did what he did. The only thing I can say for sure, Dom, is he loves selfies because he posted a lot of selfies on his social media account bragging that he voted. So right now, that's the only thing I know for sure in that lawsuit.
The other thing that we've seen play out here, Linda, as we get closer to this, Dan just played it, the mail-in ballot and the post office. And that brings us to one of the things you wanted to reassure about. It's not just watching what happens with the counting of it, but it's the chain of custody and it's the tabulation part of it. We're going to have a lot of eyes on it.
Right. And Tom, is your side question today about all-time sidekicks?
Yes.
Is that your side question today?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, my all-time sidekick is Dom Giordano. He is Linda Kearns' all-time sidekick. And the reason he is because everybody in Philadelphia, everybody in southeastern Pennsylvania and probably greater Pennsylvania listens to you. So they're going to, when I talk on your show, they know, they hear it, and I can get the message out. And the message is, for mail ballots, go to swampthevote.com. That's how you can find out how to get your mail ballot, request your mail ballot. It's the easiest way to do it. It can take you right to the Secretary of State website. But you're right. For the canvassing, which is watching the, which is when they count the mail ballots, we have an operation in place that we've never had before. And we're recruiting people to observe at the canvas. And we're going to have the maximum amount of people that we're allowed in there watching the canvas. And I am preparing very detailed training for all those people. And for the volunteers need to go to protectthevote.com. They need to go and sign up. Like, I don't think Dan signed up yet. So, you know, your sidekick is on my list.
Oh, he's indispensable here. I mean, yeah, then there'll be chain of command is weakened here. I need every hand on deck here, but I hear you. Linda, what do we do when Al Schmidt is out there, the Secretary of State, saying he's setting the battlefield here? Suddenly, well, you can't be expecting, due to the fact we can't open the envelopes until 7 a.m., that we're going to have this. And then he seems to suggest going off into days here in Pennsylvania. So I guess a question would be this. If that starts to develop, what will you be trying to do? In other words, I think it's reasonable, based upon what you and I have talked about, new machinery, more money, more teams of people put in there. We ought to have the result in Pennsylvania within 24 hours after the polls close. That would seem to be inordinately reasonable. Does that seem reasonable to experts or no?
Well, right now, I can't say because I don't know how many mail ballots there will be. What we do know for sure is as of today, there's less requested than there were at the same time in 2020.
Right.
Additionally, they've obviously been through this before, so they know what they're doing. I toured the center, the Philadelphia Center, during the special election, and I saw the operation that's in place. So I know exactly what to tell all of our observers, where they need to stand, what they need to look for. And Philadelphia does have to start at 7 a.m. on election day and continue for 24 hours until completed. So there shouldn't be any breaks. They should be staffed appropriately so that they just keep going. I do get concerned when Al Schmidt talks about that, about that they can't count before election day, because the bills that were proposed regarding counting before election day, unfortunately, left a lot of the language in that is not so great that's in the current election code. For example, the current election code says that each candidate can have one observer in the room. So in Philadelphia, I think the number we can have is 12 or 13 because of all the candidates on the ballot. But if we're going to change the election code and allow us to count ahead of time, I want to change that wording in the room. I also want to know when they're going to count so that we can schedule observers if it's going to happen before election day. So I don't think it's just as simple and clear as Commissioner Schmidt says it is, or excuse me, Secretary Schmidt says it is when he talks about changing the law.
We had on the Luzerne County secretary manager there, which is brilliant stuff, talking about, nope, we're not doing the drop boxes because we cannot 100% stand behind this. And Linda, she talked about they're going to have cameras set up around the counting that people can view a stream of seeing this. If we're really about, I'm writing about this, if we're really about transparency, that would be annoying if I'm a counter to be on there all the time. I get that. But it's come down to that. If you really want to reassure people, you're going to try to do more of these things.
Right. And Philadelphia does have one camera on, at least one camera. I'm not sure if they're going to have more. But the way that I can have the observers set up and the way that the counting is happening, we went and checked, and we have good view of pretty much all of it. And now that we have, you know, advanced notice, unlike in 2020, I know where to tell my observers to stand, and I know what to tell them to look for. So I'm a lot more confident about the process. But what I do especially need is people in Philadelphia. Your very good friend, Joe DeFelice, he is working so hard. I have never seen him work harder to find poll watchers, poll workers, and observers for Philadelphia. But I want him to work even harder. I want so many of your listeners to sign up at protectthevote.com that Joe doesn't know what to do with himself, that he has so many people, he can't even get to it. And maybe we'll have to hire him, you know, some more people to help. That's how many people
exactly
I need to sign up at protectthevote.com.
My credibility at stake and yours, but I, for my money, it's the A-team. Linda Kearns, Joe DeFelice, Kevin Kelly is an all-timer. We've had him on, too, out of retirement. Scott Presler working the other end out there. Whatley, we know that that's his background. This is as good as you're going to do. So no one should be depressed and say you can't win. In the end, they're just going to cheat. If they do in some way, shape, or form, I have to say we're going to catch them if there's any attempt to do this.
Right, and I don't want to hear anyone saying that if they haven't signed up at protectthevote.com
yes.
to go watch in a poll or observe. You can't just sit back and say that. We have a candidate, President Trump, who is now taking bullets for us, literally. He's putting himself out there, and people are shooting at him. The least that we can do as patriots, as voters, is to help in this election. And you sign up at protectthevote.com. You'll get a communication from our staff. You'll be invited to a training. You can go in person or on a webinar. Last night we had a really great training on the webinar. We had hundreds of people on, and Congressman Muser came on in the beginning and introduced it and gave some remarks to everybody. So we really have a system in place where we train everybody, and you get to, you know, meet other people, especially if you go in person. So it's really a great system, but we need everyone to sign up. You can't just spend from now until November 5th just talking about it or rehashing stories from 2020. You have to go and sign up at protectthevote.com. And I'm going to go back to Dan, because you're only on the air for 3 hours, so he has some time. So I'm going to look for his name on protectthevote.com.
All right. Well,
real quick, before Linda goes, question from Leslie in Bryn Mawr.
Yes.
I think you met her before. She asked, Linda, do you just handle Philadelphia, the burbs as well? She would love to sign up to be there for the count. Just curious if it's only Philadelphia or if anyone can do this.
This is all across Pennsylvania, protectthevote.com. I am placing people all across Pennsylvania. I'm the Election Integrity Council for all of Pennsylvania, not just Philadelphia. I mean, obviously there's counties that we focus on, but I definitely need people in southeastern Pennsylvania, Montgomery County, Delaware, Bucks, everywhere, Chester. So anywhere you live, we can place you. We need eyes everywhere. And last night on the webinar, because I often joke on the webinar, you know, I talk about the Phillies or the Eagles, and then the people on the other side of the state say, no, it's the Steelers. So we have people all over the state who are so excited about this.
And follow-up question for you, because I want to get this in there. Leslie also asked, she just followed up, I guess she's listening to you live. She says, if she registers from the burbs, is there any way that she can poll watch inside the city?
No.
No, you have to be a resident of the county where you are poll watching.
Another law that we ought to change on the first day should be changed. If you live in Pennsylvania, you ought to be able to poll watch wherever you want.
Right. But we have such a great need in the collar counties that I can place her somewhere where we really, really, really need her.
All right, Linda, again, protectthevote.com. Thank you. Keep us in the loop.
Thank you so much for having me on and helping me get the message out. You guys are just so great.
Thank you, Linda, very much. 855-839-1210. Let me take one more on the side question, then we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Chris in Malvern. Chris, who's yours?
Well, he was originally number two in the line of succession, and everybody knows that part two is the best. Michael Corleone to his father, Vito.
That's a very good one. Yes, Sonny was not a good Don. We see what happened to him. He didn't have easy passes, Richie always says either, right?
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that!
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
All right. Absolutely. But it's time. Eric Trump at 2:30. I hope that you're at a 99 percentile on realizing these people mean business. Kearns on the legal side, Joe DeFelice, Kevin Kelly in the streets of Philadelphia. And just Whatley, this is why Trump chose him. It doesn't mean they're not going to try stuff. But it means this is hand-to-hand combat. And this time around, we got the players on our side. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. $500,000 to win Bob Brady, lobster bet in Philadelphia. I can taste that lobster right now. I only have lobster once in a while, but I'll make do for this. We have to get a restaurant set up for this.
You're not a lobster night. Guy?
It's okay.
Oh, come on.
It's okay. I think it's overrated,
to be
honest.
It's amazing. Lobster is fantastic.
It's overrated.
Lobster or crab?
Oh, I love the crab.
Really?
Captain Chuckie's. Come on.
Yeah.
The crab, yeah. Crab cake, never overrated. All right, Dan, it is time for
Bob's Money Melody.
Money gone.
Great prize today. Win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra as the story of Philadelphia sports through music on Saturday, October 26th at the Cherokee Performing Arts Center in Marlton, New Jersey. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
Yeah, Don, today we're doing a cover song, and today's cover artist is someone that we lost within the past couple of years. So there's your big clue. And when we lost her, it was big news that we sadly lost her. And today, Don, we're asking her side question, who's an all-time great number two? It can be argued that she's a number one, but she is part of a very famous on-screen fictional couple that persisted. I mean, they recorded songs together. They did everything together. But Dom, we want to know today's cover artist of a song written by someone who could also be considered a number two or number three, in this case, George Harrison. So Dom, we're looking for the cover artist of a woman who was a number two of a very famous duo. Maybe a number one, it could be argued, covering a song by George Harrison. Take a listen. We want to know who the singer is.
Forget those teardrops. Let me take them from you.
Dom, 15 top 10 singles, 5 number 1 singles, and a 4-time Grammy Award winner. We want to know who today's cover artist is.
Shocking. I never would have guessed this. All right, get in right now. You're off to see Joe Conklin. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
Okay, we're looking today for a sidekick, a number two, arguably, covering this song. Let's hear the clue.
We start smiling. What else should we do? We're only this short time.
All right, let's try Jerry in Wilmington. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jerry, who's covering that song?
You have
Is that Olivia Newton-John?
It is Olivia Newton-John. All right, pretty good.
Yeah? No, no, it's her. You can't recognize it. Henry says he knew it just from the voice of the song. I don't buy that.
No, if I hadn't known beforehand, too, I think I would have gotten that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Jerry, you're the winner today. And, enjoy Joe Conquin.
To wrap things up, sorry, Dom. Obviously, the number two, I guess it could be argued, though. Is John Travolta number one, or was Olivia Newton-John?
John Travolta's number one at that point.
I mean, Olivia, she's won those Grammys. She has the singles and all, but...
He was one of the biggest stars imaginable.
And rest in peace to the great Olivia Newton-John. Passed away 2 years ago after the breast cancer.
Right.
Yeah, metastasized. And but great answer, Olivia Newton-John. Congratulations. Enjoy this Joe Conklin tickets.
Okay, Eric Trump in a couple of minutes. One thing that really caught my attention today. Philadelphia Inquirer's got two stories about our friends fighting big wins in Jersey and the Murphys. One... They talk about this blue whale that this group saw recently. And one of those, you know, they had a bunch of people out there observing all kinds of whales. But apparently, it's 300,000 pounds. It's that big, 100 feet long. The other is New Jersey is allowing a pause on an offshore wind farm that can't find turbine blades. The leading light wind project was granted a delay as it searches for a manufacturer of blades for its turbine. This would be built off Long Beach Island, would consist of 100 turbines, they say enough to power 1 million homes. Leading Light was one of the two projects chosen in January. So here we go again, the government saying we're going to give you a delay because you just can't complete this. And what I love about this war against Big Wind, the Murphys, progressives, climate fanatics, is this. We're looking to do just an all-out, at every level, every lawsuit, hold this up forever. You're still winning as long as they're not doing it. And the longer it goes on, they're going to cry and go back to Denmark like Orsted. So... just another in this battle that listeners are so involved in, Kelsey Grammer so good at, and Robin Schaefer and others protect our coast, winning every day. And I apparently the people that know whales, seeing that blue whale was this once in a life, 300,000 pounds, you can imagine. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Coming up, Eric Trump. A lot to talk about with him, including Kamala Harris on the economy yesterday, and also Iranian hit teams and what the Trumps were told about it. Is it just a message to have Trump not play golf? Obama played a lot of golf also. We ought to advertise President of the United States going to play golf whenever we want. He can come and play over on our course with Luke and me. And you know what? You're not even going to think about going near him because the consequence is going to be too extreme. 855-839-1210. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years and with great reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code DROP, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Just use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
What's the...
Your children's well.
right. I don't know where that's from.
CNN today.
Okay. Waiting on Eric Trump should join us momentarily here on the Dom Giordano Show. One of the things to catch up with is this meeting with the Trump people. I think Trump, from what I can tell, Secret Service and others, warning about Iranian assassination gangs. Here's what Jesse Waters said about the assassin who was stopped at the golf course, or at least ran away, and where the motivation is coming from. And I'll tell you about this guy, Tom Nichols, who's been on the station before, was all over national media today blaming Trump, saying we're supposed to shut up about Trump. He's the one with the vicious rhetoric. Here's what Waters said.
Even though Ryan Ruth basically wrote a Biden speech in his manifesto, they don't think Joe inspired anybody. And how dare you say that?
These are his past statements and ideas. He's blamed now, but now he's blaming rhetoric from you that you inspired these two assassination attempts.
Well, I think he is the most unusual president. No. And look at what he does and what he says, and look what he did.
Yes, look what he on January 6th.
And not on just January 6th was absolutely bizarre.
You can see Joe playing it cool there. Trump is unusual. That's code for I hate the guy, but my language almost got him killed, so they say I got to tone it down. But he couldn't hide it for long. To Joe, Trump's just a bug he'd like to squash, literally.
Then he just wouldn't go. He was like a bug. He just kept being there. He was like a bug right there. So you felt.
All right. So the difference here. All right. And some people are better at articulating this. The difference is this. What Trump says and you want to point to, then people make death threats. You know my feeling on that. We got to track these death threat people down, drag them out, put them in jail. To stop this stuff. The difference is, though, it's not just political, saying if Harris is president, how bad the economy will be. It's saying if Trump is president, democracy ends, and Trump is Hitler. And this is a rendition of Hitler. How many different hundreds of times that we've heard? That's what we're talking about. Now, some of them are too dumb to understand the distinction. Others don't want to understand it. So I would say, since this was brought up around the time of the second assassination, under amplifying the point, this guy obviously was on a mission. He offered $150,000 to anybody else who fulfills it, making the point you can go after Trump. You can attack him on the policies. You can attack his character. You can say you don't like him as a person. Any of those things in really hard-hitting terms. That's all fair because that's what they do. That's what both sides can do. But the bottom line is this. When you go Hitler, when you go the end of the world, the end of democracy, you're leading people, particularly the Hitler comment, to figure, if I could go back in time, I would have taken out Hitler before he got to be Hitler, so I'm going to do this. That's the difference. Some of them are smart enough to get it. Others just are going to continue to do it. Bottom line, they haven't stopped a bit. They're still going down that path. All right, I'm coming to your calls next, and we should be hearing from Eric Trump any moment
so
here.
We just asked if he could reschedule. I guess something must have come up.
All right. All right, we'll get him on tomorrow. Tell him tomorrow. It's got to be tomorrow.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get on board. Looking for the sidekick today. But this guy, Tom Nichols, he's been on the station before. I wouldn't invite him. He's all over the place today. I saw several cuts of him. Trying to make the case, it's Trump that is bringing this on everybody else. Have we seen the level of death threats and actuality? Thank God not with Kamala Harris. No. And again, anybody that makes a death threat is not an idle thing to me. This is top priority to go after them. The difference is, as a routine basis, making this Hitler end of democracy. You are triggering enough people out there that are going to go. By the way, the guy, his name is Rhodes, who was the architect in the Obama years of the Iranian deal. Apparently, that triggered this guy, the Iranian deal, and the rhetoric around what Trump did there. But the Hitler references as casual conversation, they call upon people to stop Hitler. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. And Drew, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot for taking my call. Hey, Dom, you know, if you're correct with your pattern, I won't be surprised if John Fetterman is next in their crusade, whoever goes against them, you know?
You know what? If we start to see, anything on Fetterman, because he really, he's got two things. One, the Democrat establishment, but also the mob of Democrats because of what he said about Gaza and Israel. You're right.
Yes. And he's also for the wall. But
that's right. Yeah, he's a wild card. I got to say that for him. And he was honored by the ZOA. I got to hold up this giant shield they gave him at our event with Rich Scioli last week. Yeah.
That's right. Well, hey, Dom, on the side question, way back when Ty Cobb played, we all know how much of a creep he was, but he was the best player of his era, no doubt. But at the same time he played, there was another player who was just as good, maybe better in certain categories. Trist Speaker.
Yes.
No one ever even heard of this guy,
right.
But he was phenomenal. As good as Cobb, but no one ever even heard of him. So, thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. Oh. That's a little bit of an obscure reference.
He didn't say the best part.
Yes.
Trist Speaker is the all-time triples leader.
Oh, well, there you go, right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a that's an interesting category. You need to have power and also speed and run the base as well. So that's a pretty big character. Yeah. All right. So that's a side question. It was a little bit of an obscure reference to this assassination thing, Dan. This will be cut 14. I'm going to stop it at some point because Trump rambles. Here's what Trump said would help with these Iranian assassination teams. What President Biden ought to do, cut 14.
If I were president and a former president and a leading candidate, I'm the leading candidate by far to be the next president.
What happened here?
Sorry about that. I just had some difficulty. There we go.
A leading candidate. I'm the leading candidate by far to be the next president. And that leading candidate was under threat. I was president and the candidate was under threat, any candidate, Republican or Democrat. And by the way, I want to thank the Democrats because they just increased funding for the Secret Service, who worked very hard. They increased funding for the Secret Service. And nobody will believe this. It was a unanimous vote. Republicans, every single Republican, every single Democrat present voted in favor. That was the first unanimous vote we've seen in a long time, and that's to increase the funding of the Secret Service. So I thank everybody in Congress. But if I were the president, I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens. You can't do that. And there would be no more threat.
That's the point. That's the point right there. That's what a president of the United States ought to send the message. And or, I mean, the Secret Service is telling Trump this, so it's reliable intelligence. They ought to do something here. They ought to do something as a preemptive shot and say, look, you're going to be taken out. Just the threat of it, just that you have people in the country trying to get, that's enough. We're going to take one of you out. That's what a president ought to do. American people would stand behind that, except for those who just hate the country and hate Trump. And I'm pretty confident that's what Trump would do. That's what presidents do. That's what Americans do. They don't cower like the Secret Service telling Trump, well, maybe you shouldn't play golf. How was President Obama able to play golf? And I'm not saying they're just biased or Trump. They're just incompetent now. All right. The lightning round is next. We're rescheduling with Eric Trump. We'll have that for you in due course. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. It is the lightning round. And of course, Dom's lightning round sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back to school savings on a 36-month lease of a 2024 front wheel drive S60 for only $389 per month. Down payment, registration fee, taxes due at inception. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really matter. Great stuff. What show in America tomorrow? 12:15, and we've been after her for a while. Elise Stefanik will have a lot to say about Vice President Harris. Dan on that one. And Henry is bringing on Mr. Tommy John. And he tells me, he may tell him, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
let's be diplomatic about that.
Do you have the chutzpah to do that, Henry?
Yes, we'll see.
I don't know.
Tommy John coming on, not because somebody's getting Tommy John surgery, but because he was on a Yankees channel yesterday and he said, I have been very out there that I voted for Trump, and the veterans people don't seem to like that, he suspects. 288 wins. I know he pitched 26 years and all. And then Tommy John, name for that. If that's not a Hall of Fame, well, then we're going to go through the roster. The Scooter, Phil Rizzuto. How's he in there?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's umpteen numbers. There's just favoritism with this. And then voting for Trump, I guess, doesn't help. One quick thing. Just saw on Twitter that Mayor Adams cut funding 7 months ago for migrants, illegal immigrants in New York. It wasn't just that he said, what the hell's going on here? We can't handle this. So not that he may not be guilty of these things, but when does that matter with progressives or Democrats? Really, when does it matter? Menendez. It matters when they speak out publicly on something that really counts. And then all this stuff gets put into play. Who did Drew say today? We'll see this with...
Tris Speaker.
No, not Tris Speaker. No, he said it's going to happen with some other prominent Democrat in the future. I got to go back and think about that one. All right, lightning round. Joe of Exton, of course. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My coupling is between Saudi Arabia and Iran. In the realm of Islamic theology, Islam in Saudi Arabia is considered mainstream, while Islamic Shiite Islam is considered heretical and is despised by Saudi Arabia.
So Iran is Sunni then, right?
No. Saudi Arabia is Sunni.
Oh, okay. Consequently,
to bolster her self-esteem and to maintain a monopoly of attention on the world stage, Iran engages in treachery throughout the world.
That's very well put, Joe. And I think the dispute is over. Mohammed's son taking over the religion versus the second in command. And all this antagonism, Sunni Shiite, kind of stems from that.
90 to 95% are Shiites in Iran, while 5 to 10% are Sunni.
Yep. So if you can't settle that, what chance do Westerners have other religions against this? Chris in Burlington, Talk Radio 1210. Who's yours, Chris?
Hey, I have a born number two who I believe is literally the epitome of a perpetual number two in Prince Harry.
Who's worse in your estimation? I would say you're going to say Prince Harry. Markle is so bad, even though I get your point about Harry, I just can't take it. I get your point, though. It's the guy, and the guy's got to step up a little bit there. He can't possibly do that, though.
Well, you're right. Not unless there's death, I guess.
With Prince Harry, there's just no redemption there. There's not.
You gotta feel kind of bad, right? You know, your brother gets all the attention and all the royals and
I understand why. I mean, I'm on the royal side with this. It's an obvious. It's Oprah and Markle on the other side. Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210 is a pretty good one. We forgot about this one. Who's yours, Robert?
Hey, Dom, Dan, Henry, et al. Good to talk to you guys. One more difference. Most Shia are traditionally Persian, and most Sunni were traditionally Arabic. That's another big difference.
Okay.
So that's why Iran was. Anyway, it seems like every mad scientist, including Dr. Frankenstein, had an assistant named Igor. Or maybe that's Frankenstein, if you're going by young Frankenstein. But at any rate, I'm going to say Igor as a famous second, and my favorite Igor of all time was Marty Feldman from the same movie, Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a great day.
The eyes. How does his eyes? Are those his eyes?
He is Igor.
Yeah.
Like
that is the epitome of an Igor, without a doubt. Bill in Montco on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, who do you have?
Hey, Dom and Dan. Yeah, this is literally a second in command, Mr. Spock to Captain Kirk. And Mr. Spock has had to put up with Captain Kirk, so I think that gets him more than honorable mention.
Yeah, well, in life, too, Nimoy, big, big name, but William Shatner. I would tell you this, Bill, as a talk host, Shatner's in my top three guests of all time. He's that good. He's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, good one. Very good one. Bill in Bucks County now, two Bills. Bill, who's yours?
Mine is Donald Duck, second to Mickey Mouse.
Absolutely. And what's the voter registration update in Bucks County? What's happened, Bill?
Oh, yeah. As of September 10, 2024, Republican 200,429, Democrat 198,928. Republicans lead by 1,501.
Wow. It's gaining. They're not making a comeback there. That's a good sign.
However, we got to remember that is before the Swifty announcement. So,
oh yeah, we're waiting to see. We forgot about that. Is that
we got to see what that's going to do?
Is that churning stuff? We have to monitor that announcement every day, Henry. If you're not busy with the Tris speaker, get on that the Swifty. What kind of impact did it have? One more, Dwayne in Valley Forge. This might be a good one, Dwayne. What's yours?
Yeah, I'm waiting on Miley Cyrus' endorsement myself. my sidekick birth on January 6th was the most historically significant event ever happened on January 6th. He overcame devastating childhood illness, and this colonel on horseback became President McKinley's sidekick. And after McKinley was assassinated, he became our youngest president at 42. He was a governor, an author, a historian. He built the greatest navy in the world and the Panama Canal, the trust buster, the conservationist. He annexed Hawaii, the Philippines. He walked softly and carried a big stick. And in pure Trumpian style, he took an assassin's bullet and remained in complete control of the situation. I'm talking about America's old lion, Teddy Roosevelt.
Gotcha. I didn't know if that was ever going to end, but there's a lot with Teddy Roosevelt. All right, Henry, give me a suggestion here. Who do you like?
I think you already know where I'm going with this.
Tris Speaker.
Tris Speaker, oh, all-time leader in triples. I have that back on this one.
I'll throw you two others, Dom. Joan Exton with Iran with a political kind of answer there. But Chris in Burlington with Prince Harry in the Royals. I really like that.
I like Prince Harry. No offense to Tris Speaker. I got to go and look that up more. All right, Rich C. Always next. We're back tomorrow with big guests and a lot of action on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.